Where does one go to learn life lessons? Where else but the Twilight Zone, says Mark Dwizziak in his immensely entertaining book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in the Twilight Zone, A Fifth Dimension Guide to Life. In this lighthearted take on the popular 1950s and 60s television series, Dwizziak provides readers with not only lessons for living, but also outlines ground rules for human interaction, gives us inspirational thoughts, and reminds us of how we humans can so easily crash and burn. How does he do it? Easy, by dissecting most of the Twilight Zone morality tales to their bare bones and showing us how creative genius Rod Serling and his writers, during the TV series 5-year run, served up messages like, nobody said life would be fair. Divided we fall. Don't live in the past. Let it go. And if you're unbelievably lucky, don't push that luck. Longtime TV critic Dwizziak highlights how Serling's writing became a weapon of truth and even an article of faith for fans, noting that the Twilight Zone series, which always seemed to incorporate social commentary into its fabric, served to so successfully tweak the public conscience. Twilight Zone stories are simply teaching parables that to this day remain not just valid, but embedded in the American psyche. The lessons to be learned are straightforward, as in the stirring episode The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street, a tale about mob mentality and the fear of people who are different. In the edgy episode I Shot an Arrow into the Air, a spaceship crashes and one surviving crew member who's determined to survive at all cost, even to the point of murdering his fellow crew members, finds out in the end he must pay a steep price for that survival. Perhaps Serling's best piece, A Stop at Willoughby, in which a Madison Avenue ad man is driven to his wit's end by job pressures and a nagging wife, is parable at its best. The man, Garth Williams, falls asleep on his commuter train trip home from New York to Connecticut each night to dream of a life in an idyllic 19th century slow-paced town called Willoughby. For Williams, Willoughby is a place to leave his frustrations behind and get off of life's nightmarish merry-go-round. He eventually does get off, jumping from the commuter train. As stories end, his lifeless body is carted away by a Willoughby and Sons funeral hearse, certainly not the Willoughby that he envisioned. So what does one learn by book's end? Simple. Life choices are up to us, and it is those choices, made either consciously or unconsciously, that mold us as humans. Rod Serling and Mark Dwizziak are to be thanked for providing us with all important life lessons in this wonderful book. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.